Welcome to the Edutainer Podcast, Season 6.5. I'm your host, Erin Albert. Why Season 6.5? Because this month, during the month of July, my fellow Americans, I'm going to help you with one tip each and every day to help you save money on your prescription drugs. This mini-series for Season 6.5 is entitled Red, Blue, and You, Ways to Save on Your Prescription Drugs. Hey everybody, Erin Albert back. Another episode. Meow. Roof, roof. Today we're talking pets. Next up. All right, we talked about the human family and individual patients, but we can't forget our furry friends. And I can't emphasize enough that pet meds are such an important part of the pharmaceutical picture for our furry friends. And what's troubling as well, or challenging, is that 99% of pet owners are going to end up paying cash for their pet's prescriptions. So before you lay down all that cash with your vet, I think it's wise to shop around and look at your pharmacies just for you and your family like you would for a pet. And coupled with that, I'm going to give you a couple of special pharmacies that are kind of focused on pet meds as well as human meds today. Not every pharmacy out there covers both types of meds. Not every pet can take human meds. Pets metabolize medications differently, and just getting it in them, if you have a cat like I do, giving a cat a pill is quite the challenge. And so there's, you know, special techniques to giving your furry friends their medicine. And by no means should you avoid your veterinarian to get the best advice and the best medications. My argument is that you can take your prescription for your pet meds and check out different pharmacies to possibly save some money on your furry friend's medication. All right. I'm a big fan of independent pharmacies for pet meds for a lot of reasons as well. They have weird flavorings, like meat flavorings or chicken flavorings or turkey flavorings or fish flavorings for cat medications, for example, that you're not going to find at a regular pharmacy. That's important, especially if you have adherence problems with your pet trying to take their medications. Your standard retail pharmacies oftentimes will fill pet medications or can get pet medications in for you. Before you go there, though, I would proffer for your consideration that maybe you do a little bit of shopping online to see what the costs are on online pharmacies for your pet medications. A good place, believe it or not, to look for pet meds is Chewy.com. Chewy obviously has veterinarian products overall, and during the pandemic, they were wildly popular. But a lot of people don't know that they also have a pharmacy and a lot of pet meds that are very, very low cost and affordable. So Chewy.com might be a good place to shop around for your pet's meds. Another site is called Health Warehouse. They, too, offer some pet medications. Check them out before you, you know, go to your vet or you get that prescription from your veterinarian. It's okay to ask for it in writing and then shop around before, you know, just dropping all of your cash at the vet. Chewy, Health Warehouse, all your retail outlets, your independent pharmacists for the special flavoring and routes of administration, they're really good with that. Also, don't forget all the other options that we've already talked about. You know, just because they're furry doesn't mean that they can't get, you know, discount cards applied or you can't use club or membership programs. I think I mentioned in the last episode when we talked about club or membership programs in the past, one of my cats, I used a Walgreens prescription savings club program for the pet because all of his meds were basically paid for by cash. So it was worth paying that extra flat fee every year to get access to a pretty high cost medication that he needed as a ongoing drug for a therapeutic, you know, indication that wasn't going to get better, unfortunately. So don't forget your furry friends. That was my point of today's podcast. Some of these resources like Chewy, Health Warehouse are also listed on our tracker that I've been talking about. If you'd like to get access to that tracker, I will drop the link to the request in show notes for you today if you want to take advantage of that list. And yes, these are constantly changing, so I'm doing my best to keep them updated for you. Pet meds. Don't forget your furry friends. You know, actually, during the pandemic, believe it or not, we had record adoptions for pets. And there are pharmacies out there that cater specifically to your pet's needs. So I just gave you a couple of examples today, but be sure to shop your pet's meds just like you're shopping your own. And you could be saving big money over time and have a furry friend who is healthy. And that is priceless. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, take care. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Edutainer Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Albert. Season 6.5, be sure to connect with me over at LinkedIn. I'm at Erin L. Albert there. Or you can connect with us on Twitter. My handle there is Erin L. Albert as well. Be sure, last but not least, to check out my current employer, Cost Plus Drugs, Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drugs. Our website there is costplusdrugs.com. Thanks for listening. Take care.